The Southern Review, July 5, 1898. Encouraging Words to Workers, Ellen G. White. The divine command to deliver Israel found Moses self-distrustful, slow of speech, and timid. He was overwhelmed with a sense of his incapacity to be a mouthpiece for God, but he accepted the work, putting all his trust in the Lord. The greatness of his mission called into exercise the best powers of his mind. God blessed his ready obedience, and he became eloquent, hopeful, self-possessed, and well-fitted for the greatest work ever given to man. This is an example of what God does to strengthen the character of those who trust him implicitly and give themselves unreservedly to his commands. The humble, efficient worker, who obediently responds to the call of God, may be sure of receiving divine assistance. To feel so great and holy a responsibility is of itself elevating to the character. It calls into action the highest mental qualities, and their continued exercise strengthens and purifies mind and heart. The influence upon one's own life, as well as upon the lives of others, is incalculable. It is wonderful how strong a weak man may become through faith in the power of God, how decided his efforts, how prolific of great results. The hesitating and irresolute, through exercising his abilities in the cause of God, becomes firm and decided. Taking in the great fact that he is called by the Redeemer of the world to work with him for the salvation of men, he dedicates his life to the work. His nature becomes exalted. The mission of Christ opens before him with new importance and glory. And with deep humility, he recognizes in himself a co-laborer with the Savior. No higher office is given to man. No joy can equal the assurance of being an instrument in the hands of God for saving souls. It is a grand thing to look back upon a course of labor all marked with glorious results, to see precious souls progressing in the light through your efforts, to feel that God has worked with and through you in the harvest field of the world. Careless spectators may not appreciate your work or see its importance. They may think it a losing business, a life of thankless labor and self-sacrifice. But the servant of Jesus sees it in the light shining from the cross. His sacrifices appear small in comparison with those of the blessed Master, and he is glad to follow in his steps. The success of his labor affords him the purest joy, and is the richest recompense for a life of patient toil. In reviewing the past, the trials and difficulties that have beset him are not magnified in his mind. The consciousness of duty performed amply compensates for all his sufferings, and the glory of his coming reward clothes the future with the light of heaven. Glancing over the well-fought field of life, he says with Paul, "I am persuaded that neither death, nor life, nor angels, nor principalities, nor powers, nor things present, nor things to come, nor height, nor depth, nor any other creature, shall be able to separate us from the love of God, which is in Christ Jesus our Lord." Mrs. E. G. White.